ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara brings the Machlokes Rebbechem Shlokesh is starting at Daf Samach Amud Beis. Hashoychet Behemah Lizuk Dama Laveris Kechavim Ulahak Techalub Laveris Kechavim. Someone shechs a behemah to do zriko aktorah for averis kechavim. Rabbi Yechanan Rama Asura, Yishlokesh Am Muteris. Rabbi Yechanan says that this behemah becomes takruvis avedizar, even though you didn't actually do the shchita l'shem avedizar. You did the shchita amanas to do the zriko l'shem avedizar. But you didn't do the shchita itself l'shem avedizar. Still, Rabbi Yechanan held it's called takruvis avedizar, and it's also vahanot. And Yishlokesh holds it's muter, because Yishlokesh holds since you didn't do the shchita l'shem avedizar, you did the shchita amanas lizuk laavedizar. Yishlokesh holds ein mechashem avedu laavedu. And Rashi says Rabbi Yechanan learned it out from Pigel. Rabbi Yechanan learned that from Machsheves Pigel. Machsheves Pigel is meavedu laavedu. Yishchted amanas to be zerg the dam lemacher. It's Pigel. So mainly you learn out from Pigel that that's called the machshava to passel the korban. And Yishlokesh says it's mutter leyafinu chutz mipim ein mechashem avedu laavedu. So the Gemara and the Havim in the thought that the same Machloikish, Rebbe Yechanan and Mishlokish have Legabei, if the behemoth becomes the Kruvis of Eidazar, it's the same Machloikish Legabei the Chiv Misa. That according to Rebbe Yechanan that says that it's a Surah, meaning the behemoth becomes the Kruvis of Eidazar, Vaistais, that's called the Maisa of Eidazar, Oibazayt is the Chiv Misa. And Mishlokish it says it's Mutter, that means that the behemoth doesn't become a tekuvis avaydazara because he didn't do the shchit l'shem avaydazara. He did almanas lizrik, ein mechashim avaydal avayda. So who and then, he wouldn't be chayiv misa. So that's why the Gemara asks, the Rish Lakish should have the extra pasuk saying chayiv misa. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Papa first said the opposite. The Rabbi Yechanan, even though Rabbi Yechanan says that the behemoth becomes the tekuvis avaydazara, but that's only the behemoth. But the gavra is lav barakatola. So even the Rabbi Yechanan, it should be shver that you should use the pasuk to tell you this case, because the machlokes Yishlokesh Rabbi Yechanan is also gabi takruvis avedizara. Did the behemah become takruvis avedizara? Masha'en came to the person, is he considered a oivet avedizara? Lamaisa, he never did the shchita l'shem avedizara. He did the shchita amanas lizuk dam avedizara. So he's zichanat an oivet avedizara. So Mela, that was her papa saying that even Rabbi Yechanan should use the pasuk for that. But then the Gemara says, Rav Acher ben Avikas says vaket. That's not a kash on anyone. Because even according to Rish Lakish, he is considered avaydazara. He does get misa, and he brings a raya. Mina dahava mishtachav lahar, dahar mutav oivda b'sayif. Just like you find someone is mishtachav to a har, the har doesn't become the kruvis avaydazara, but still the person's called an oivda avaydazara. Rashi says the drash is because it says al heharim aleihem, al heharim aleihem, but not heharim aleihem. The har can't be called an avaydazara. So Mela, Zakt Rashi here also, since the Shchit is a Tzayrich Zrika, and he was Chashe B'Shchit Amanas Lizrik, that's an Oivet Avedazar. Adkan the Sugya. So the Brisk Rav, on Zvachim Nafyud, there also the Gemara brings in the Sugya, Lagabi the Sugya there in Zvachim, Chashon Avedal Avedal, Lagabi Shloi Lishma, the Brisk Rav in the Chedushi Agriz on Zvachim Nafyud, he says a few Aris which are very negated to our Sugya. And I say over the Aris that the Brisk Rav said, on Zvachim Nafyud, that's Negeya Tawa Sugya. First, one thing, which not directly Negeya Tawa Sugya, but he brings a raya from Tawa Sugya. There the Gemara was discussing if you have a Shechita, Amanash Lizuk Dama Shalei Lishma. The Shechita was Lishma, Amanash Lizuk Dama Shalei Lishma. So the Gemara brings the same Shaila, the same Achleikas, Yibreich HaShlokas, if Mechashim Avedal Aveda, or not. So the Biskirav Anach Akira. that you say that a shechita amanas lizuk dama shalei lishma, that we say that it's possible mechash mevayda levayda, but what's the machshava? Is the machshava on the zrika, or is the machshava considered a machshava on the shechita? Because Batsim he never had a machshava on the shechita. The shechita he didn't do shalei lishma. He did the shechita amanas lizuk dama shalei lishma. So is that the pshat that it's called the machshava on the zrika? Not that it passes the zrika. He didn't do a zrika. He did a shechita. It passes the shechita. But what passes the shechita? The machshava on the zrika passes the shechita. If he balti had a machshava on the zrika b'shas the shechita, that passes the shechita. That's a chiddush mechash on avoda l'avoda. Normally, you have to have a machshava on the avoda b'shas the avoda. And it passes that avoda. Kamash malon, that when you have a machshava on a different avoda, b'shas this avoda, the machshava on the different avoda, the machshava on the zrika passes the shechita. That's one side you can learn. Or you can learn, no, the machshava on the zrika, b'shas the shechita, that's called the machshava on the shechita. When you shecht amanas lizuk dama shloi lishma, so that's called the shechita shloi lishma. Is the pshat? No. It's called that you have a machshava zrika shloi lishma, and the machshava zrika shloi lishma passes the shechita. Well, no, it's called the machshava on the shechita gufa. Even though you didn't have a machshava on the shechita, be'etzim, he said a shechita amanas lizuk, but that's the chiddush mechash levedvay. It's called the machshava on the shechita. So he says he has a right to the second side. It's a machshava, the chalais machshava is on the shechita, not on the zrika. Because by Avodah Zarah, he says the whole hakir is not shaykh. Vibal de Gemara tells it to Avodah Zarah, by psul machshava, you could hear such a thing. That be'etzim, it's a machshava on the zrika, and that could pass all the shechita. But by Avodah Zarah, it's not a psul machshava. Avodah Zarah, the pshat is, you need a shechita for Avodah Zarah. You can't have a machshavas zrika to make a shechita for be avodah zarah. The only way a shechita could be for avodah zarah if the shechita alone is for avodah zarah. So you see from there this you say that if you hold mechashme avodah l'avodah, the shechita amanas lizuk lives a shechita shloi lishma, and that's the same thing in our sugi. The shechita amanas lizuk damal avodah zarah lives a shechita for avodah zarah. Not the pshat that the machshava and the zrika passes the shechita. That's not shaykh by avodah zarah. That could be shaykh by shloi lishma. And that's a din of psuli machshava, that a machshava on one avayda could pass a different avayda. But by avayda zara, avadi need the avayda should be done b'tayris avayda zara. It's not shaykh b'chlau that it should ask to the carbon unless the avayda was done b'tayris avayda zara. So it must be that machashim avayda avayda is a pshat, that the shechita blames a shechita shloi lishma, or a shechita for avayda zara. That's one hour, pashit. But then he has an hour on the ikasugya. What's takab shat? The Gemara is being mefalpal. The Gemara shakli v'tari, like we said, there was one sad that the machlekes rebeichem and shlokish benegei if it's takuvis avayda zara, when you do a shechita amnas lizrik the shame avayda zara, does that make the behemoth takuvis avayda zara? And there was it sad that that's gufa shaila if the avid is going to be chayiv miso or not. That's gufa the shaila. The same shaila of the behemoth is also banah is the same shaila of the avid is chayiv miso. But then the Gemara says chilukim. The Gemara first said a chiluk that the behemah is nesar according to Rabbi Yechanan, but l'chuli alma the gav is not chayiv misa. Then the Gemara says the chiluk v'keret. Be'emesin, according to everyone, the gav is chayiv misa. Now the behemah, that's a shaila. So for that story, the Gemara says the Gemara brought a dimyan. The Gemara said avaraya could be such a thing that the gav should be chayiv misa, even though the behem is not necessary. Because you see, mishtach v'lahar, the har is mutter, and I've the besayif. Vice days, it's not totally abaha. You can have a case where the guy gets misa, the oivid gets misa, and still, the neva doesn't become aser. So, Frank de Biskarov, what type of a dimyan is that? There, it's mamish and gansan a maisa v'edazar. He was oivid the har. Why doesn't the har become aser? Chay de teretz is, there's exeris akasa, like Rashi wrote down, that a har doesn't have an isser of avodah zarah. A beit ha'abdun is a chiyuv to destroy all avodah zarah, al harim, and not the harim alein. The chumchumer is mufka from the din of becoming nesa. But the etzim maisa avodah was a gansan avodah zarah. Mashenkin here, be'emesin a behem avodah becomes nesa. Fishach the behem l'shem avodah zarah becomes nesa. Why should this behem not become nesa? Al karchach, there's something missing with the avodah zarah. Al karchach, it's not really an avodah zarah, because since you didn't do the shkita l'shem avodah zarah, you did the shkita manas l'zrik. So that's goofa why it doesn't become nesar, because it's not considered that you really did avodah zarah. So how could you be mechalik if you didn't do avodah zarah? So why you chayav misa? What's the dimyon from harim? Harim, you did avodah zarah. The har can't be nesar because it's a din mechumba doesn't become nesar, even if it's avodah zarah. Even if the ma'isa was a ma'isa avodah zarah. But mechumba doesn't become nesar. Mashenka in here, you did a shechita al menas lizrik damal avodah zarah, and you're telling me the behemoth doesn't become nesar. Al karchak the pshat is that al kaponim, something's missing that's not considered really avodah zarah. So where do you see then that the gavra should be chayiv misa? If something's missing, v'negei et hakruvus avodah zarah, so the gavra also shouldn't be chayiv misa. So Zag de Rishke Rav like this. He says, there's a Rashi in Chulun Daf Mem that's mechalak between a har and a bal chai. We have a din that a har, a mechubra, doesn't become nesa. We also have a din a bal chai doesn't become nesa. The Gemara learns it out that since there's a pasuk telling you that nevad is also to a carbon, you're not allowed to bring nevad as a carbon. Vayisus lahed yidetz mutter. No more in Tumur Daf Chavtes. So, but Rashi makes a chilek. Because what if you do a takruvus of avodah zarah? What if you go and you bring an offering of avodah zarah to a har? So Rashi says, if you bring an offering of avodah zarah to a live animal, that becomes neser b'hana. Because the live animal doesn't become neser, but the takruvus to the live animal, that's not a live animal, that becomes neser. Mashenkin, if you do takruvus to a har, the takruvus also doesn't become neser. That's what Rashi holds in Chulin. And what's the svara? The svara is like this. A bal chai has on it a chaloi shem avodah zarah. It's avodah zarah, period. How come it's not nesar? Exeris akosav, a bal chai can't become nesar even though it's an avodah zarah. But the kruvus to a bal chai is the kruvus avodah zarah. Mashengin the har tainit Rashi, the har, the exeris akosav is, it's not avodah zarah. Al harim aleheim v'loi harim aleheim. A har is nishken avodah zarah. There's no way you could turn a mechuba and make it into an avodah zarah. So who would then, if you makriv to the har, it won't be called the kruvus avodah zarah, because it's not chal on the har, chaloi shem avodah zarah. The har is not avodah zarah. A behema, a bal chai, is an avodah zarah. It's an avodah zarah that's mutter. It's also legvaya. It's also as a carbon. It's an avodah zarah. But it's an avodah zarah which doesn't have it in Isser Anah. But the har is not an avodah zarah b'chlal. Now, if you mean if it's a kruvus also, if you mark something to the har, also it doesn't become the kruvus avodah zarah. The har is not avodah zarah. So I was like, "Shel sech the kasha." So how come a mishtachev al har is taka b'misa? He's not avid avay desire. The har is not an avay desire. Vais dais zok derav, and this is what the gemara here means. Vais dais, it could be mechalik in what's called avay desire between the avid and the nevad. The nevad mitzad the nevad mitzad the har on the har is not chalach alay shem avay desire b'chlal. It's not avay desire. So who would din the other dinim takuvus avay desire? No avodah zarah wouldn't happen by a har. Mashenkin b'negei the oivid is called his oivid avodah zarah. You could split it. Even though mitzad the nevan is not chalach alay shem avodah zarah, mitzad the oivid it's yechal avodah zarah. Mitzad the oivid he is being called an oivid avodah zarah. What's called a maisa avodah zarah can tell tzich mitzad the oivid mitzad the nevan. Mishtachav alahar, is that a maisa avodah zarah? Mitzad the nevad, it's not. Mitzad the har, it's not, because the har is not avodah zarah. But mitzad the oivid, it is. Mitzad the oivid, it is avodah zarah. Mitzad the oivid, the har is considered avodah zarah. That's the big chiddush of the Gemara, midadavah mishtachav alahar. So the Gemara in the Havan, it didn't want mechalat in the oivid and the nevad. It's either avodah zarah or it's not. When you shecht al manas lizrik l'avodah zarah, Is that called the shechita of avodah? Is that called that you being oivid avodah zarah with the shechita or not? The Gemara thought it's one shaila, and our papa wanted mechalak the other way. Our papa held that mitzad oivid it's not avodah zarah. Mitzad oivid it's bechal not avodah zarah because he never did a shechita l'shem avodah zarah. He did a shechita amas lizuk l'avodah zarah. He didn't yet do avodah zarah. He just did a shechita in order to do avodah zarah. Mitzad oivid it's zechanak called avodah zarah. Now Rabbi Yochanan's din of Yafina Chutz Mipnim is that mitzad the nevad is avodah zarah. It's chal on the behema chalois shechita l'shem avodah zarah. But that's alt mitzad the behema because mitzad the behema there you have the chiddush of the Alfina Chutz Lifnim, that it could be Chal on the Behema, a Din Avodah Zarah. Mashenkin the Eved, he never was Eved Avodah Zarah. Matayna Javacha Beidah Vika Fakert. Mitzad the Eved was Avad Eved Avodah Zarah. And Mistama, because like Rashi Svara, since Shchit is a Tzarek Zrika, and he did a Shchit the Manas Lizrik, that's Mamash and Avodah Zarah. Mitzad the Eved is a Chayved Avodah Zarah. But I have a din by higher that sometimes you can have a mitzad the oivet it's an avodah zarah, but not mitzad the nevad. Because mitzad the nevad, in order to be called takruvas avodah zarah, you need the shchit alein should be l'shem avodah zarah. That's mitzad the nevad. And you find the marshal by higher that it's an avodah zarah. It's a ma'isa avodah zarah mitzad the oivet, but not mitzad the nevad. It's b'chol not an avodah zarah mitzad the nevad. So that's the shakl of Itai in the Gemara. The Gemara is mechalik between what's called Avodah Zarah Mitzad Ha'Eved and what's called Avodah Zarah Mitzad Ha'Neved. Now, Rapapa held that the pshat is that it's zicha not called Avodah Zarah Mitzad Ha'Eved. Everyone's held that way. Mechashel Avodah Avodah is not going to make it called Avodah Zarah Mitzad Ha'Eved. So he held in Svar, it's not called Avodah Zarah Mitzad Ha'Eved. So the Ha'Eved is going to be Chayav Misa. I mean, the Ha'Eved is not going to be Chayav Misa then. It's not called Avodah Zarah Mitzad Ha'Eved. Even like Rabbi Yechanan says that mitzad the neved is avay dezar and it's called the kruvus avay dezar. But now Rav Acha be'evika said fakert. Mitzad the neved is zicha avay dezar. That you don't need a pasuk for that. Mitzad the neved is zicha avay dezar. The whole shmuz is mitzad the neved. You see from har that even when it's mitzad the neved avay dezar, it still has to become avay dezar mitzad the neved in order to become aser. So the Irish Lakish holds since you know the mechashim avay the mitzad the neved is not avay dezar. Mitzad the neved is zicha avay dezar. One more nekuda Brisky Rav says in the sugya geshmak and nekuda. Namal by takuvus avodah zarah, the Gemara says michishacha beipurt denesra. Gemara says in avodah zarah in chul michishacha beipurt denesra. You don't need a full shchita in order to become aser beisra avodah zarah. As soon as there's a little bit of a shchita michishacha beipurt denesra, it's already aser. It already has a din avodah zarah takuvus avodah zarah even without a full shchita. So he says Rabbi Kvege in Shulchan Aruch Yerideh Simon Dalid, he bribes the tzarechi and he clears the shayla. Would that also apply to Mechashim Avoida L'Avoida? Would that dim Mechishacha Bepurt the Nesra apply to Mechashim L'Avoida Avoida? Or that's dafk when you did the Shchit L'Shem Avoida Zara. Then you say Mechishacha Bepurt the Nesra. Mashen Cain, if you wanted to become Avoida Zara mitzad the fact, you wanted to become also mitzad the Shchit Amanas Lizuk L'Avoida Zara, then you need a full Shchita. Think of Maim Zitzarechin. So the Rav wants to bring a raya from the Rambam. The Brisky Rav wants to bring a raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita, Perek Beis Halachat Ezvav, where he brings that a Gemara. Hashoyichet es behem elizuk damal avay dezara, lahak techel bel avay dezara, eiz asura, shalameidem achshava b'chutz b'chulam im achsheves akachim b'fnim, shemachshava gzu b'selz b'em k'meish yizbara v'chus p'sul e'em mekdashim. The Rambam brings the din of Rabbi Yechanan, that yeshechta behem al menas lizuk damal lahak techel bel avay dezara tzasir. And the Rambam says, because you learn out from the din of Pigel. Why did the Rambam say, because you learn out from Pigel? The Rambam never says where you learn out things from. The Rambam says halachas. The Rambam doesn't say where the halacha comes from, but derech klal. Amoli says a pasuk. But a limud kamat never. What's the pshat that the Rambam said a limud here? Zok the Rav, because he wanted the Rambam is this thing. It's not stam a din in avodah zarah. It's a bezunder a din in shchita. And Meili says, that's why. Why did the Rambam say this halach in Hilchas Shchita? The Rambam brings this halach in Hilchas Shchita. Why not Hilchas Avedis Kechavim? It's a din in Tekruvus Avedis Zara. What's that if the Rambam says in Hilchas Shchita? Vaistais mitzat Tekruvus Avedis Kechavim, it's not enough. It's a naya din in Hilchas Shchita. A Shchita manas Lizraik blives a Shchita l'shem Avedis Zara. Obviously, that was a Shchita. But negay Tekruvus Avedis Zara, it doesn't have to be a Shchita. Nechishacha prepared the Nesha, even if it's not a real Shchita. Has a whole different din shchita b'negei avodah zarah, but b'negei mechashim avodah l'avodah has to be a shchita, has to be mamish a shchita. If it's not a ganze shchita, there won't be chal din mechashim avodah l'avodah. The Brisk Rav says also it's only a shachan amnas zrika lahakdir because it's a yafutza, it's a yafutza yafina chutz mipnim. Let's say you do a shchita amnas to do another avodah, a derech avodasa avodah mistami means. Wouldn't work zakter because you don't have the din of mechashim avodah l'avodah. Has to be a shchita, a manasa zrika, or aktara. That's it. It's not a din in takuvas avodah zarah, which would go with hilchas avodah zarah. It's a din in avodah. It's a din that avodah hashchita, that avodah hazrika, that avodah aktara. You need an emes hashchita, and you need an emes hazrika and aktara. So I want to be myself one more nekuda to the Brisker Rav, though. What the Briskov is saying is b'negei asering the behema. B'negei asering behema, that's the machlokes of Reichen and Rish Lakish. That's the din of mechashim avoda levoda. There Rabbi Yechanan says is yafinon chutz mipnim. So me'levei you need emes shechita. You don't say mechishacha ba mashu asher because it's not a shechita. And you need a shechita mas lizer golahakte. You need a mechashim avoda levoda. But that the Gemara says l'maskana, that even according to Rish Lakish, the gavra is a bar katola. Mida dava mishtach v'lahar, that the har is mutter and oivda b'sayif. And Rashi's masbid that since the shechita is a tzarech v'zrika, so mele it's called an avoda zara. So that's not a din b'chlal in yalfinan chutz mipnim. That's not a din b'chlal in shechita b'chlal. That's a svara, the Gemara says. Rish Lakish is lo yalfinan chutz mipnim. But there's a svara. There's a svara when you do an avoda, kedei to do another avoda, that would make the first avoda b'negei the oivid, like we said, an avoda zara, and he's chayiv misa. So avada di, you don't need a shechita batzim. Whatever avoda is a tzarech for the next avoda, that he'd be chayiv for. And you don't need a shechita manas lizrek, you don't need a shechita manas lahakter. Any avoda you do, kedei that you should do another avoda, and the other avoda is an avoda zara, you'd be chayiv on the first avoda, that makes the first avoda also avoda zara. As El Lechayr is Pashit, the Brisk Rav's Chiddush is only in being in asering the thing. In asering the behema, that be'etzim, it's sad and evid, it's not called Avodah Zarah. You have to come on to the din of Yafinon Chutz Mipnim. Yafinon Chutz Mipnim, like the Rav says, the din of Hilcha Shechita. A din of Hilcha Shechita needs a Shechita. It's a din of Mechashime Avodah La'Avodah. So you need an Avodah of Shechita for an Avodah of Zvika, an Avodah of Akhtara. Mashenkin, the Gemara is maskanin a klapi the oivid. It's not totally mechashim avoda levoda. Klapi the oivid, everyone's maskim it's avoda zara. It's not the pshat everyone's maskim mechashim avoda levoda. Everyone's maskim it's mamish avoda zara. So sadnish min adin shchita, sadnish min adin zvika, sadnish min adin aktara. Any time you do avoda, which is necessary to do another avoda, and you're doing this avoda, kedei to do the other avoda, l'shem avoda zara, vayistayis, that's called avoda zara, b'negei the oivid, and it'll get misa. Hazay mei nechvadav apashit. Why the Rambam didn't bring down the din l'chlal? I didn't see it in the Rambam. The Gemara is mesupik about this din. The Gemara at first didn't hold this way. The Gemara's maskana was that even according to Rish Lakish, it's Avdi B'sayif. The Gemara decided even according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not Avdi B'sayif. So the Rambam should have brought this din in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that not only when you do an Avodah L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's B'sayif, or it's Meskila, whatever it is. But even when you do an Avodah, in order to do an Avodah for Avodah Zarah, you also get Skila if the first Avodah was necessary for the second Avodah. But Tzarechim, why the Rambam was mashmid. At Baal Kopanim, that Lechay has nothing to do with Mechashul Avodah Vodah, has nothing to do with the Shechita or Zrika Akhtara. Anytime you do one Avodah, Kedei to do another Avodah, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that will be B'misa. And now let's see the next Sugya. The Gemara says, Rav Amnuna Irkis Leitayri, Rav Amnuna lost his accent, Pogabe Rabba, Rabbi met him, Romile Masnisan Adadi, and he asked him a steer in the Mishnayis. Tanat, Oivet Avedis Kechavim. It says someone has to be Oivet Avedis Kechavim in order to be Chayiv. Oivet in Oimalai. If he's Oivet Avedis Kechavim, then he's Chayiv Skila. But if he just says he's going to be Oivet Avedis Kechavim, he's not Chayiv Skila. Vanan Tanan, Oimer, Evoid, Eilich Vevoid, Nelich Venavoid. If somebody says, I'm going to be Oivet Avedis Zara, or I'll go and be Oivet Avedis Zara, or we should go and be Oivet Avedis Zara, he's chayiv skila. And Rashi says the chiddush is even if he's mechusser halicha, elech ve'avid, or even nelech ve'avid, even though he said other people should come and maybe they won't come and then he won't go either. But all these cases is considered he's mechayiv for avodah zarah because of his plan, his commitment to be avodah avodah zarah. So amalei ba'ayimeni mekabli alai ela ba'avodah. He said, I'm only being mekabel avodah zarah when I actually do the avodah zarah. So normally when he says he'll be Eivet Avodah Zarah, he's already Chayiv. But the Mishnah means when he said that I'm not being Mekabel Avodah Zarah till the actual Avodah. So the Gemara says, come a different terutzim to this Kasha. The first terutz, like we said, that normally Eilich Ve'evet is Chayiv, and that you need an Avodah is when you say in the Mekabel Avodah. Rav Yosef first orders a Mechalek Estanom, but he was Chayiv in that. Then he was Mechalek between Yochim and Rabin. The girsu we had is that a yachid who's makabal is not going to change his mind, but the rabbim they're going to start reconsidering. There's going to be someone in the rabbim that's going to reconsider, and the whole rabbim is going to reconsider because of it. And the Rana is a Girsa Fakert, that a Yachid could change his mind, but a Rabbim, usually, Kayacha the Rabbim, they're all going together, so people don't back out so easily. And Abaye made a chiluk between if somebody's trying to convince him or if he's trying to convince himself. And Rava made a chiluk, even if someone's convincing him, if he told him arguments for Avodah Zarah, kach leichla, kach sheisa, kach metiva, kach meriya, that the pshat is he tried to explain to him how gevaldik the Avodah Zarah is. Then when he says elech ve'evad yischayev, otherwise not. And Rav Ashi made a chiluk if he's a Yisrael mumer, that only Yisrael mumer that says elech ve'evad avodah zarah, he's taka chayev, but if he's not a Yisrael mumer, so we assume he's going to back out. And Ravina said loizu avzu. First the Mishnah says avodah, and loizu if he's avod, but even I'm avod, loizu avzu. So here the Gemara is introducing a tremendous chiddush, that when someone makes a kabbalah, he's going to be avod avodah zarah, he says he's going to be avod avodah zarah, he's already chayiv skila. Now, ladas kama v'amiroim the chalukim. The marshal chilutin yachin and rabim, or a chiluk between misas of the atzma yu nisus and piachayim, or a chiluk between if the misas of piachayim explained how gvaldik the avodah zarah is or not, or a chiluk if he's Yisrael mumer or not, and all these lachayah chiluk in the eichas of the Kabbalah, like Rashi says keseder. The pshat is a kabbalah, which is very possible it won't last. He says it'll be over the v'dizar, but mechates will actually do it. So then you're not chayiv, but a kabbalah that will last. So then you're chayiv. So that's why Abayin says you need someone to be meisus him. That way his kabbalah will last. That's the chiltin yachid and rabbin, because the yachid he won't be chayzer, rabbin be chayzer. Or according to other rishayim fakert, that's the chiluk between Yisrael mumer or not, or chiluk if the meisus explains to him how the Avodah Zarah is or not. But what's taka this word that someone who's just makabal on himself to be over the Avodah Zarah is shining over the Avodah Zarah? So Rashi says, you don't have from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Le'seiva v'le'sishma, ha'ovah v'sham ha'chayiv miyad. Since it says, Le'seiva v'le'sishma, like the Gemara brings this Pasuk, ha'ovah v'sham ha'chayiv miyad. And Taiz has a kasha, the Gemara didn't know that Pasuk yet. So what was the Gemara's have him in it? So the Gemara says, that the Taiz says that the Teretz is, now, when he says he's going to be Ivan, that's called Mekabla Valaya. That's called Mekabla Valaya, which is also a Minavei Dezara. Now, L'chayr L'fi Rashi, it's also that way. It's not Stamak Zeris, the cause of Av V'sham Mechayev, because the Pasuk doesn't say Klodet is a Chi of Misa. As I L'chur, the Pasuk just says Loi Sei Valay. So maybe it's a Chi of Lavav is Av V'sham. But I said the Pasuk is Megala, the Av V'sham Bleib Shaina Ivan Avei Dezara. That's Stamak Zeris, the cause of a new Isser of Ava V'Shama. But Ava V'Shama, they say it's the Kabbalah to be Eved of Eidazara, blimes Epison of Eidazara. And the Chayin, it's diamond to what Taiz is saying, Makabla of Baloya. And Taiz is saying without a Pasuk, Stam, it's Minasvar, it's Makabla of Baloya. And Rashi's saying the Pasuk's Megalad, and also blimes Kain like a Makabla of Baloya, a Kabbalah to be Eved, also blimes Epison min of Eidazara. See, the Chazan Ish tells us that if the Pshad is, it's like Makabla of Baloya. So what if you say that you're going to be over Shaloi Kedarka? If being makabel to be over Avodah Zarah blives a makabel all of Baloya. So what if you say you're going to be over to Shaloi Kedarka? Mechayr in the makabel of Baloya, it shouldn't make a difference. In the Etzim Avodah, so this Avodah is Avodah Zarah, this Avodah is not. But the makabel of Baloya, it shouldn't make a difference in Etzim. Now the Chazon Ish says it could be the Pshat is about the Avodah Shalei Kedarka is not called Avodah Zarah. So who would then be Mekabel to be Avodah Shalei Kedarka is also not called Avodah Zarah. I never was Mekabel Huz Be'etzim. I was Mekabel Avodah. Whatever is called Avodah, so a Kabbalah of Avodah, that's called like a Kabbalah Selehus. Now shaking a Kabbalah of something which is not considered Avodah, that's not called Kabbalah Selehus. A Kabbalah to be Eved Avodah Zarah is considered Avodah Zarah. It's Chayev Skila for a Kabbalah to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Now the Chalukim in the Gemara is a Pshat. What's considered a Kabbalah to be Eved Avodah Zarah? That is a Shaila L'maskanis HaGemara. Abaye made a Chilah between Nisus B'Yatzmai and Nisus B'Yachair. Abaye says if someone else is Mesis him, so then the pshat is, then you have Ava V'Sham Mechayev, then it's a Kabbalah. Mashiach, if he himself decides himself without anybody pushing him, no one's raising him on, no one's goading him to do it, he decides to be Eved Avodah Zarah, then he's Pater. And L'chayev, the way we're learning, it's not Genuga Kabbalah. He could be Chayzer. Now the Shaila is, and the Meiri has two tzadim in this. In Ravina, it says loizu avzu. It means Ravina didn't make any chalukim. Ravina held that in all cases, Aima Evan is good. He didn't make any chalukim, not between Yochanan and Rabin, and not between Yisrael and Mumer, and not if you say, kach oichel, kach shayse, kach mativa, kach meriah. He says, stam, loizu avzu, that in all cases, Eilich ve'Evan works. Evan is one, is loizu, that you oivid mamish, avzu Eilich ve'Evan. And in Rabbah also, that says, whenever you committed yourself to be Eved of Eved Zara Yechayiv, and the Mishnah needs Avayid is when you said, Eini Mekabal V'Loi Elah B'Avayid. So the Mashmois would sound like, that they hold, you don't need Nisus B'Yechayir. In all cases, when you say Avayid, you're Eini Chayiv. And the Meiri says, Asher Mishayinim the elder way. But the Meiri holds not that way. The Meiri is stark, that Avayid, you need Nisus B'Yechayir. You need the loisevelo. You need the mesis and piachayim. That's a vada. Now, Baya held that's the only chiluk. That our mishnah is mesis miatzmai, and the other mishnah is mesis and piachayim. Hashenkin, the other rishayim, the other amiram, I mean, the other amiram, Rava, Ravashi, Ravina, they held it was a deichik. Does that sound a mishnah dafkum and mesis piatzmai? And the male they made all the chilukim, and Ravina said no loizu amzu. But the pshat is, that's also what Mesut B'Yachayim. But Mesut B'Yachayim, there's no shum havim in the klal, zok the Meiri, that you'll be chayiv ve'elich ve'evoit. It's a shayla what the psak of the Rambam is. The Taisus Yontis Medayik in the Rambam, that he passes like Rav Yosef. The Taisus Yontis Medayik in the Rambam, but the Rambam holds that by Rambam, a Kabbalah is not genug. They're not going to be chayiv until they actually be eved avodah zarah. By Yochid, the Rambam says, Mefurish, a Kabbalah is genug. As soon as he says, Hein, he's masking to Yehba Vedizari, he's Niskal. But by Rambam, the Tejant is Medayik, the Rambam holds by Rambam, a Kabbalah is Nishganug. He's bothered, why the Rambam passing like a Yosef, a Kert? Abai asked the Kasha on a Yosef and the Braisa. Esve Abai and the Gemara didn't have a Teretz. It's Mashman, the Gemara was Matka the Teretz of a Yosef. So come the first him in the Chazanish, Beklal and learn, that's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam is not Beklal being Mechalatim Yochid and Rambam. By Rabbi Musso, askamet to be able to read the Zoras Chayev. So, Eibazai, the Rambam is clear that the din is dafka by a mesis. Dafka, the Rambam brings the din by a mesis. If someone's mesis him to be able to read the Zoras, the Rambam makes the chiluk like we'll speak soon. If he's mesis him to be even atzmai, then he's not chayev when he says hey. Like the Gemara says, that's a chuchidu machachalai. Mashayeg, if he's mesis to be even another avay the Zoras, and he says hey, and the Rambam says shnei in the skull. So the Rambam only brings down the din of Eilich Ve'Evoi by Mesis. So if you learn like the Rishayim, the Meiri bring, that Ravina holds this din even by Nisus and Piatzmai, so then the Rambam Behech is passing like Abaya. Because the Rambam doesn't make any chalukim, he doesn't make a chaluk between Yachit and Rambam, Lefiwa was saying, he doesn't make a chaluk in Yisrael Mumer, he doesn't make Ravis chaluk, that you explain what the Avodah Zarah is. He says that when someone's maces someone to do Avodah Zarah, and he's maskim, he's chayiv. So it sounds like he held like Abaya. But lefi the Meiri, he held like Ravina also. And those are shtims of Ravina, like the Basra, lechayish go like the Basra. If Ravina holds also need maces to be a chayim, the machlokes of Abaya and Ravina is just how to learn pshat in our Mishnah. Is it pshat in our Mishnah maces to be atzmai, or is it pshat in the Mishnah loizu avzu? But they're all maskim that maces be atzmai is not chayiv. And Meisus B'Yachayim is Chayev V'chol Inyan. Now the Gemara brings down the Braisa, B'Kesha to the Sugya. Now Rav Yosef first wanted to say it's a Machlokes Tanon because he brought a Braisa that says, I'm a boy of Avduni, Rameim Chayev Rabbi Yehuda Potter. So Rav Yosef thought, if they were Taka Oivinim Avadi Yechayev, then the word is they weren't Oivinim, they just said, and then it's a Machlokes if Dibur is good enough to be Mechayev. Rav Yosef says, "Adam, Rav Yosef, I will see that. Rav Yosef is not true. Even if Yehuda holds a chayiv b'dibur because he brought a price, Rav Yehuda, I'm lelum and a chayiv at shiyame evid elich ve'evid neelich v'navid. So everyone's masking the elich ve'evid is chayiv. So what's the machlokes by boyev avduni? But Michael Miflugi, but meisus laatzmoi. But I'm really in. If he's meisus to himself to be even himself, and they say yes, ma'asav and meisus laatzmoi shamilei. The in the kamilei kushtuhu." So when you're Nesis La'atzmai, so then the in is not a serious in, it's a Chuchi Alei. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda Taka, and he says like this in Perikei Alachei, Amesis Achayim La'avdei V'amlem Avduni, Im Avdu Oisei Niskal, if they Taka Oivin Im is Niskal, Vim Loi Avdu, Afif Ishakil Men of Amlein, Ain in Niskal. Avalam, his is Lavoidis Ish Acher L'Shaim Mine Avoidis Zor, and Kil Men of Amlein, Hey, Nelich Venavid, Afif Ishadai, Loi Avish Neim Niskal, and Amesis V'amusis, Shenem Alei Soiv, Lois Ishmael V'Hasham V'Avachayim. So that's where the Rambam brought the din, that if someone's maces someone to be able to avoid the zoyin, he's nisas, he's niskal by saying in, but not when he's maces lav and atzmai. And the Rashash points out that there's a chayim machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, because the Rambam makes a chilek if he says be avid ni, then the hain is not enough, but if he says be avid leish acher oy l'shar min avoy the zoyin, even if it's leish acher, it is good enough. And Rashi says l'shamilei, Rashi says, Shari Adam Kamaisam. Vafil and Isasam, Shavishkov and Isasam, Lavid Adam. Mashma from Rashi to Pshad is people do not be Ovid people because it's a person like me, like the Gemara's Lashon is. It's not considered a Mesis if you tell them to be Ovid a Mensch. People aren't Ovid people with their Klal. The Ovid Ovid is are, they're not Ovid people. But their Alam says clearly, Ish Acher is considered a Mesis. Just so he says, Avduni, it's not. So vice is this svara of maishna iu minon dinon, the Rambam holds, is not stand by a person. Someone comes over and says, yena mensch is a god. This person's a god, let's behave in him. I want you to behave in him. It's a good idea. So that's the same basis. But if he says, behave in me, I'm a god, that's already, and they say, yes, that's already chuchi mechayichalei. And the Rishash is the chiluk is pashit. So it's Rashi learns stam. People aren't Ovid people. Maybe they think that other things, it's interesting, the Ovid animals, the Ovid Eitzim of heaven, that they think maybe is a god. But a person, I'm also a person, can't be that he's a god. They're animals, no. If a person can be Ovid an animal, it can be Ovid Eitzim of heaven, it can be Ovid a Getchka, he can be Ovid a person also. But when someone says, be Ovid me, that's already very suspect. Mech they say you're a god. Sounds like he's not promoting himself. That people don't listen to. Interesting to machlokes. Now there's another gewaldige shmuz, a shakle v'tayr in the Rishonim. Because the Gemara says like this. The Brisa says, Boi v'vduni, Rebmei m'chai v'abiu de peiter, Heikel de poche le kulam le pligi, de siv le sasa le cha pesel. You can't make yourself an avay de zara, and if they're oivin him, he's chayiv. So it's mashma from the Gemara that we're discussing the person that says Boi v'vduni, the mesis, is he going to be chayiv? Rameh says that he's not chayiv. Rameh says he is chayiv by dibur, because dibur and milsi. Rabbi says, no, dibur lav milsi. And the Gemara's maskan is dafk in this case, because people don't want to be over him, because he's an adam kamaisa. But the shaila is, l'chayr, the din of meisus, like we're going to learn later in the perik, is even if they bechlal, didn't listen to bechlal. The Gemara says, mefurish, a meisus that comes, and he tries to be meisus, says, be over avay dezara. The people come to him and they tell him, how can we listen to you? How could we naniach avodas Hashem and be avid avodas zara? And he says, and if he says, no, that's what we should do. So you bring him to Bezin and you cycle him, even though nobody listened to him. So what's the pshat in the Gemara if we're dealing with the person, boy of duni, when his chiyiv is, l'chari, his chiyiv should be whether people listen or not. The whole tine of the Gemara of Eilech Ve'evid is altsmanigei v'nisis. Benigay, the one that's listening to him, so then he's not a nesis, he's a nesis. People are convincing him to do Avodah Zarah. So then there's a chiddush that if he's makabal on himself to do Avodah Zarah, if it's a good Kabbalah, he's chayiv. And the Mara has a whole discussion when it's considered a good Kabbalah or not. But Lagabe, the nesis, even if no one was makabal to do Avodah Zarah, Das Alein that he tried to get someone to do Avodah Zarah, Das Alein should be chayiv. And the mashmayus of the Gemara is, that when he says Boyev Avduni, if they actually Ovid him, so everyone's masking his chayev, he can't make yourself into Avodah Zarah. And if they're not Ovid him, then it's a shaila if the Dibur is considered a commitment or not. But L'chaira, he anyway should be chayev, he's a mesis, as I fik Taisus in the Rishonim. So they're common mahalchim. Taisus' second teretz is, he's in matcha a little bit, he has to be in matcha in the Gemara Bissel, but Taisus' second teretz is Einachinabi. The Mesis is Avada Chayev no matter what. When he says Boyev Avduni, he's Chayev Alts Mesis. Doesn't matter if they do listen, they don't listen. Doesn't matter. He's a Mesis, he's Chayev. The whole Gemara is discussing the Nisus. When it says Pochele kulam le pligi, it means even without pochele. Him mitzad mesis, he's chayiv no matter what. The shaila is, what's it then with the nisis? So there you have a shaila. If you become a nisis and that, the Gemara thought it was a shaila alamol. The Gemara says, no, it's shaila specifically to this case where he's saying, boyeviv duni, he's an adam kameisam. The shaila says, does that diba mean a commitment or not? That's Taisa's second teretz. But Taisa's first teretz is that no, that boyeviv duni is not a mesis. Taisa says, because a mesis, the shamilei, the mimshachi basri tveivs, a mesis for avay desire, that's a mesis. But boyev avduni, loichashav mesis kol kach, mishun de leom shamilei, domi mashtei uminon. He's not considered a mesis because he's an ineffective mesis. A mesis that people won't likely listen to is not a mesis. So the shail is, if he's not a mesis, so how come when they actually be oivid him, how come in that case, he's chayiv. So the two ma'alchim in the Rishonim. Ben Yonah says, and ties a little bit mashma this way, that the pshat is like this. A mesis that's doing something which is effective, as I said, mesis is chayiv whether they listen or not. A mesis la'atzma, it's not effective, it's l'shamila. If they taka listen, then taka is a mesis, because you see, it was effective. If they don't listen, and there wasn't so much of a chance that they'll listen, so that's not called a mesis. But if they taka listen, even though we didn't think they would listen, but he managed to convince them, the Shani is a mesis then. But the Adramaz Mashma, no. The Adramaz Mashma that this teretz holds, he's never a mesis. He says, he's not a mesis. Even if they listen to him, he's not a mesis. If they listen, and this is the Mashmaya Siddur Gemara, he's over something else. He's over Lysasal Chapesel. Being mekabel avodah from someone, turning yourself into a getchka, being mekabel avodah from someone, that's a naiyisul v'sasul chapesel. You're handling that's mesis. Tam is not a mesis. Boiv of Duni is not a mesis because people don't listen to him. But then there's another shaila. If the taka oivid him, then he's not chayiv al mesis. He's chayiv al v'sasul chapesel, a new thing. You can't make yourself a getchka. And Remein of Yehuda arguing, when they're makabel to be oivid on them, is that called avayda? Lefir may that's genug and avayda to mechayim the nisus. So who didn't? He's a leisasel chapesel because someone was oivid him. Someone was makabel to be oivid him. That's called avayda. So may he's leisasel chapesel. And according to Abiyuda, no. Until you oivid him, he's not a leisasel chapesel because that's not avayda. Because echuchik mechachalei, ma'ish na'im inan dinan. He doesn't mean it as a commitment. So far, three mahalchim, basic mahalchim. We have a mahalach that he's always a mesis, and the whole Gemara is only discussing if the nesis is chayiv or not. And we have another mahalach that since he says boyev avduni and people won't listen to him, he's not called a mesis. And what's the pshat when they do listen to him, or when they are oivid him, he's chayiv. Either Rabbeinu Yonah, even an ineffective mesis, if a taka works, then he's taka a mesis. Or the Adramah, that no, since his mesis is not effective, so merely he's never a mesis, but when the ivanim is a nuisiv, you can't make yourself for an avay dessert. Now the Ran is a fourth mahalach. Till here, we said one pshat, that a mesis is always chayiv, and the whole Gemara is discussing the nisis, that's the second teretz of Taisus. We had another pshat, that b'derech kol a mesis is always chayiv, but specifically by boyev avduni, that he's not considered a mesis because of l'shamilo, and Mel is only chayiv of the Ovid, and the two pshat and why chayiv is Ovid. If the Maisa then he is called a Mesis, or the pshat is because then you Ovid l'sasul l'chapesel. But the Ran holds the third mahalach, that when you Mesis for an established Avodah Zarah, then you chayiv just for being Mesis, even if no one listened. But when you Mesis to start a new Avodah Zarah, you Mesis people to be Ovid someone or something which no one was ever Ovid before. So if nobody listens, Zak deran alumnus, it's not called you a mesis lavet avay dezara, because it's as ishken avay dezara. You weren't mesis to an avay dezara. You wanted it to be an avay dezara, but nobody listened, so it's not called an avay dezara. So there, until they makabel the hasasa, if they were makabel the hasasa, then it's called you a mesis for an avay dezara, because they were makabel the hasasa, so gavar an avay dezara, so mele yichayef and be mesis for avay dezara. But if you weren't makabel the hasasa, since it wasn't an Avodah Zarah, and they were never makabel for an Avodah Zarah, so that's not called a mesis. I got all the chiddush Ran. That's the Ran. So now we have three mahalchim. We have a mahalach that no matter what, if you mesis someone to be Avodah Zarah, whether he listens or not, in all cases, he chayiv. That's the second teretz of Taisus. We have the Mahalacha, the first Eretz Taisus. In most cases, you're chayiv just when you say Boyev Duni, and it's like Shamila. In that case, you're not chayiv. And if the Oivid Yechayiv could be Al Smesis, because when they are Oivid, it is called an effective Hasasa, or could be Al Sanudin of Hasasa L'Chapesel, the Adraman. And we have the Ran that says that when you're Mesis to be Oivid an existing Avodah Zarah, then Yechayiv, even if they don't listen, but when the Avodah Zarah doesn't exist yet, you want to establish a new Avodah Zarah, then you're only Chayiv if they listen. And the Rambam Mechayiv has to have a fourth Mahalach. Because the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, he says, "Hameses achem lo avdoi, then em lo yevdu, afish kil menu ein enisko." Avam heses la avoidis ish acher, or l'shor mine avoidis zara, and kilu menu vame hei nelech v'navim, avo bish yodayin lo yavad, shnehem niskolim, hameses v'amusas. So the Rambam is mashma, that without them saying hein, you don't have shnei in this column, because the Rambam says shnei in this column. He should have said, arei zeh niskal, that the nisus is niskal, the mesus is niskal either way. Vaisteis is nending on, meduyik in the Rambam, the mesus is also not niskal until they say hein. And the Rambam is clearly talking about heisus la'avoydis ishachal l'shayim mini avoydis zara. L'chayr it's a plia. The Rambam before said that the whole din of mesus, he says that the mesus that tells people they should answer him, hecha nichal z'kenesh v'shamayim, v'nel chunav z'etzim avonim, you bring Feskil even though don't listen to him. And here the Rambam is meduyik that they have to listen to him. So I want to say Yishim and the Rambam based on the Marsha. There's a Marsha in Daf Samach Zayin, which asks the Kasha, the Yishayim already asked the Kasha. Agamar brings the Mishnah in Daf Samach Zayin. The Mishnah is Eilech Ve'evoit. And Agamar is Mavur that it means that the Nisus is the one that's saying Eilech Ve'evoit. The Nisus is saying it, not the Mesus. The Nisus is saying Eilech Ve'evod, that's the Gemara's Kasha. If it means that the Mesus is saying Eilech Ve'evod, it's not a Kasha B'chlal. Agamar is not talking about someone who's trying to convince someone else. Admish is talking about the person himself as being Eivod of Eidazar. So Meli has to be Eivod. Mashenk, and that Mishnah says Eilech Ve'evod, that's talking about he's trying to convince someone to be Eivod of Eidazar. But Rashi on the Mishnah over there, on the Gemara that says Eilech Ve'evod, the Mishnah is coming after the Mishnah of Mesis. The Mishnah is on Daf Samach Zayin. It's talking about a Mesis. It says all the dinim of Mesis. And then at the end it says, Ha'ayim Eilech Ve'evin, Eilech Ve'evin, whatever it is, it's Chayef. So Rashi says, Ha'ayim Eilech, Be'achat B'kol HaShashan Salalu, have a Mesis V'chayef. So Rishayim already asked, Rabbeinu Yoyin and the Ramad, they're both by Shver and the Rashi there. Rashi there is Mashman, and Mesis is the one that's saying Eilech Ve'evin. The Ramam also Sayin Perish Mishnayis, Sayin Yad. He seems to learn up the Mishnah there that Eilech Ve'evod is going on the Mesis. The Mesis is saying Eilech Ve'evod. That's how he's being Mesis. He's saying, I'm going to be Eivid it, but Eifin that he understands that he wants you to be Eivid also. But Agamar is Mavur, they're not talking about the Mesis. Agamar is Mavur, that we're talking about the Nisis. L'chay is Stephen Rashi, and L'chay the Rashi is Shver from Agamar. So the Marsha there says, Amar Yadikab Shat. The Marsha says, "Ba'achas milshanis halolu have a mesis v'chayev." Rashi doesn't mean that the mesis said these lashanis. Then it wouldn't answer the Rambam. But that's how he's learning up Rashi. Rashi there doesn't mean that the mesis is saying the lashanis. Rashi there is saying that the nisus is about to saying the lashanis. So what does it mean? Ba'achas milshanis halolu have a mesis v'chayev. He means that you need these lashanis to mechayev the mesis. Since he agreed to the mesis, that's why the mesis is chayev. The fekzach the kasha. What do you mean? The Mesis is chayiv even if they weren't makabel at all. So Zakta Marsha b'milim ksarim that there's a chilek. If no one was makabel, it says clearly, if he's shasak or chazabai mutav, then he doesn't get misa. Let's say someone comes and tries to be Mesis. And the people react by saying, no, we don't want it. We're not interested. So if he's quiet and he gives up, he's not a Mesis. As I mafurish in the Mishnah, you tell him hechla niyachas kevsham v'neilch when I visim avonim m'chazabai haveis amutav. V'mam akachi v'sein akachi afalonu. Then you bring him to bezin for skila. Zot the Marsha, but when does chazara help? If no one was makabel, okay, they reacted by saying we're not listening to you, and he was chazer, then he's not a mesis. But if they were makabel, too late. You already were a mesis. So that's how the Marsha answers the Stephen Rashi. Both cases are talking about the Nisus said Eilech Ve'evod. The reason why Rashi says Chayev Mesis is to teach you the Mesis is Chayev, and Chazara doesn't help. But one thing I see from the Marsha, that even though a Mesis could be chayiv, even if no one listened to him, that stopped if he's not chayzer. If he's chayzer, he's potter, as I state l'chayr in the Mishnah. But when they say hein, then chazar doesn't help. So man, that could be pshat in the Rambam also. When the Rambam says that when they say hein, that's good enough, and the mele shnei in the skull and Mesis man nisus, he means the nisus is niskal because he was makabel, and the mesis is niskal, and you need the hein, so you shouldn't be able to be chayzer. As I came to the feet of Marsha, Gishmaki Yishiv on the Rambam. So come this from the Marsha, the question is, if you have a mesis, is he only chayiv if they listen, or is he chayiv even if they don't listen? We have Taisa's second Teretz, it's chayiv no matter what. Then how old Gemara is talking about if the nisus is chayiv, the mesis is chayiv either way. We have Taisa's first Teretz, in most cases he's chayiv no matter what, but when he's mesis for himself, then he's only chayiv if they listen. We have the Ran's Teretz, it's mechalik between if he's mesis for an existing Avodah Zarah, or if he's mesis and tries to make a new Avodah Zarah. And we have the Marsha, and Lechaya, that will be a Teretz on the Rambam, that it depends. Avada, if he continues being mesis after they're not listening, he's not chayzer, he'll be chayv even if they don't listen. But if he's chayzer, so then if they didn't listen, and he's chayzer, so then he's pater. But if they listen, so even if he's chayzer, he's chayv, and that's why Agamar needs the hein to be mechayv him, but often that he shouldn't help chazar. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, "Itmar ha'ovid avodas kechavim mehavu meyira, abaya mechayiv rava mepater." Someone who's ovid avodas zara because of love and fear, abaya says chayiv, rava says pater, abaya mechayiv da polcha, rava mepater ikibulei b'loy ini loyloy. So pasha taitcha the Gemara is that somebody is ovid avodas zara because he's scared of somebody or because he loves somebody. Like Rashi says, "Mehavas odom yiras odom lechashu b'libe b'leihus." He couldn't care less about the Avodah Zarah. He doesn't care. Why is he being Avodah Avodah Zarah? Either because his spouse is Avodah Avodah Zarah, so Mela he or she wants to follow the family, wants to get married to someone and insists that to be Avodah Avodah Zarah Kadaima. That's Me'ahava. Or because he's skinned. If he's not Avodah Avodah Zarah, people might hurt him. So Abaye says, Avodah Zarah is the action. You did Avodah Zarah. It doesn't matter what you think in your mind. As long as you did the action of Avodah Zarah, chayev, the hapolcha. And Rav says, no. A chelik of Avodah Zarah is the fact that you believe in Avodah Zarah, that you makabel Avodah Zarah b'lehus, you accept Avodah Zarah as a god. If you don't do that, then you're missing an Avodah Zarah. That's the parshat of Mahalach in the sugya, as they come Rishayim hold. And there are two kashas on this Mahalach. The first kasha, like Taisus here asks the kasha, so why is Avodah Zarah Yarek Val Yavar? Someone says, you better do Avodah Zarah, else I'll kill you. So what's the pshat? How could it be Yarek Val Yavar? That's one kasha. So the Taisus answers that even though he's chayiv to be Meisen Efesh, but still, it's potter. If he's not Meisen Efesh, he's potter. So B'Kveig is bothered by this kasha. Bothered by this terror. So B'Kveig asks, Avada etz talocha, as I state in Rambam, Nuchsi say the Atarim, Parakei, that the Pshat is even though you're mechuyiv to Meisen Efesh, but if you're not Meisen Efesh, you're potter. But that's a pterinus. That's a pterinus. That the Pshat is that since you did it because of the threat to your life, even though it's a chiv mysterious nefesh, you're still considered einus. Kvega says it's a raya from a Gemara and Avodah Zarah. You're still considered einus. Fine. But a half of a year it doesn't mean that. A half of a year it doesn't mean an einus. A half of a shonat. And even yira doesn't mean that you're afraid of your life. Yira means tam. Maybe you're afraid of yisurim. So if you're going to say in that case you potter, the pshat is it's not a avodah zarah. If it's not a avodah zarah, so how could be yarek v'yavar? As I think Rabbi Kvega, he blames the tzarechi in gadol. But l'chayy the pshat's like this. L'chayy the pshat is that hagufa v'balt in hilchas avodah zarah when a person is ava v'yarek, the pshat is he's considered an einus, he's potter. So what's the chiv of Yarek Valyavar? The Rambam Menuch said, the Torah says the chiv mitzat Kiddush Hashem. So then, when Nikdash Yibesarech Mnei Yisrael, that's Mechayim Yarek Valyavar. We'll see later in the 8th parak, because we're in the Gemara that way. So Ayim Azai, even if it's not a Vayda Zara, Al Koponim, it still goes around in Kiddush Hashem. I mean, you see, I'm Bezrayim, the Vayda Zara is also Yarek Valyavar. The Gemara says, Ayim Mishrapim Atzei Asheru. If the only way you can get a refuah to save your life is to Atzei Asheru, even though you're not being Eved Avodah Zarah, you're just being Mesrapa Me'atzei Asherah. But the Pshat is, we shouldn't talk about it, but Rashi and Taisus and Sachim, they say the Pshat is, because it's Niru Kamei Dabai, or because it's Gzeir Asilam Shuchay, whatever the case may be, but it's Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. And it's also Yarek V'Yavar. Why? L'chari the Pshat is that the Yarek V'Yavar is not for being Eved Avodah Zarah, it's for Kiddush Hashem. So a pretense of being Ovid Avodah Zarah, even though you're not really being Ovid Avodah Zarah, could also be Yarek V'Yavar. That's the Chayav Pshat and Taisus. So even though Mitzat Hilchas Avodah Zarah, your partner, it is still an Inyan of Yarek V'Yavar. It's still an Inyan of Kiddush Hashem, Al Kapanim like a Bezrayim of Avodah Zarah. You learn out from the Haftas Hashem, L'kecho L'vavchol Nafshecha, Afil Neitel Snafshecha. So Kiddush Hashem, that's why there's a Din of Yarek V'Yavar, even though it doesn't have a chiv of Avodah Zarah, Mitzat Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The other kasha is that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that Apayir Atzmi Lepayir Zeru Vedasei, Zerik Evel Lemarkula Zeru Vedasei, the Gemara says, Ava Bidu Mechavan Lebezuyah, even though your kavan is to be Mevazah Lepayir, be Mevazah Lemarkulis, it's still Avodah Zarah. But the Chayin Eteretz is like Taisus says in Av Samachay, that it means Le'evdei Bebezayin. That's what Taisus Lechayir says, to answer the Chayin Lefi the Shita. The pshat is that you're not being mechaven stam to mevazit. It's some sort of a very weird aveda that you're being mekabel of belihus. You're doing a divine worship to it, but the way you'd worship it is by faker, by being mevazit. It's a funny type of aveda zara, but zo avedasa. But it's alts with kabbalah saliyah. That's what Taisus says in Daf Samach. Hey, I mean Daf Samach Dal. That's what it says in Daf Samach Dal. And afeket mechaven mezul lo'ivde b'mizu, because if not, It's like Ovid Ma'avir that's Pater according to Rav. Baal Kopanim, that's the first Mahalach in the Sugya, that Rav is saying that any time you do a Maisa Avodah Zarah, but you don't have in mind to Makabal Avodah Zarah as Belihus, you don't have in mind to accept Avodah Zarah as you're gone, that's not called Avodah Zarah, period. And you're not Chayiv Misa on such a thing. Taisa's second Teretz is that Be'etzim, that really Rav is maskim, that Avodah Zarah has nothing to do with the mind. Avodah Zarah is in the action. As long as you did an action of Avodah Zarah, you did an Avodah, Hashtachavaya, Shchita, Zrika, Derech Avodasa to an Avodah Zarah, even though you had absolutely no intention to Makabla as the Belihus, that's Mamash Avodah Zarah. So what does it mean, Mehavvira? We're not discussing your Avodah. The person's Avodah is an Avodah Zarah, even if he's not Makabla. But we're talking about the Chefs of the Avodah Zarah. In order to be Avodah Avodah Zarah, if you're not Makabal Belihus, someone out there got to be Makabal Belihus. If you shecht something to a thing, or if you bow to a thing, and you're not Mechavim to Makabal Belihus, and nobody in the world is Makabal this for Elihus, so that's not a very desire. If you bow down to a wall, and you have no Kavanah to accept the wall as a god, and the wall is not accepted by anyone as a god, that's not a very desire. Versteitzich. So the Machlokes here is like this. Let's say you have something which nobody really considers it a god, but everyone's Eved it may have of a Yira. Like Haman. Haman, no one thought Haman was a god, but everyone said that Haman was a god. Everyone was Eved Haman als god. Why? May have of a Yira. Kichain si v'loya melech, that if you don't bow down to Haman, and the way the Gemara names on, it means bowing down to him as a divine, he's also asked by Avodah Zarah, but maybe he got killed. But no one really thinks that way. And maybe you can have such things that the kings should establish an Avodah Zarah, which no one really believes in, but everyone worships it, either Mehava or Meira. That's the Gemara Shiloh. Abai says it doesn't matter. Once the Apalcha, once people do worship it, it has a shame of Avodah Zarah. So maybe if you do Avodah to it, Yechayev, even though you're not Mekabel Baleha, and even though no one really is Mekabel Baleha, but people worship it, it is something which people give divine worship to, although no one gives any sincere divine worship to it. It doesn't matter. It's an Avodah Zarah. And Mameli Yechayev Atz Avodah Zarah. Rava holds no. If nobody in the world is worshipping this sincerely, the entire Avodah of this Avodah Zarah is completely insincere. Everyone who's over this Avodah Zarah is doing it Mehavah V'Yira. That's not a shame Avodah Zarah B'chal. So Mameli, if you also be over the Avodah Zarah without being Mekabel B'Leha, that's not considered Avodah Zarah. But according to this Teretz, if there's an Avodah Zarah, which there are people that are worshipping B'Teiris Avodah Zarah sincerely. No, you're worshipping it completely insincerely. You're worshipping it Mehavah V'Yira. Or, in that case, that's Mamash Avodah Zarah, that's Chayiv Skila. So Mela, it's very good. Why it's Yarek Vayever? Because it's Mamash Avodah Zarah, even though it's Mehira, but it's Mamash Avodah Zarah, because they want you to worship an Avodah Zarah, which isn't Avodah Zarah. And who adin, Apayr Atzmi L'Payr, or Hazarik Evelim Merkulis, Umechavim L'Bezuyeh, even though you have absolutely no kavana of worship, Echlal Yistam trying to stone it, be Mevazit, it's still Avodah Zarah, it's still a Chiv, because it's an Avodah Zarah which is worshipped sincerely by everyone else. And we'll speak about a little bit more on Daf Samach Dalet. But those are the two Mahalchim in Taisus. Now there's a third Mahalch in the Rishayim. The Ran brings down the Rabbeinu David. And it says like this, Nachamo. Taisus' first Mahalch is the Pshat, as long as you don't have any Kavana for divine worship, that's not called Avodah Zarah Klal V'Klal. Even if you're mamish doing Avodah Zarah, you're going to a Getchka and Shechting, or doing Derech Avedasa, or bowing, or whatever it is, but as long as your Kavan is not divine worship, it's not Avodah Zarah B'chlal. Even though it's not Avodah Zarah, Yinachi of Misa, it still is a Din of Yarek V'Yavar. It says, Kiddush Hashem, it's like a Potom Ligar, maybe it's Rayvet Avodah Zarah, the way we explained. Oh, but there's no Chiv Avodah Zarah B'chlal, B'chai Gavna. According to Rava. Rabbi holds, yeah, Rava holds not. According to second Teres of Taisus, if it's an official Avodah Zarah that people worship it sincerely, then it doesn't matter. Avodah Zarah, even according to Rava, is telling the action, not in the mind. And if you do an Avodah to the Avodah Zarah, even though you don't have any kavanah l'hus, it's Avodah Zarah mamash et skila. And the machlokes is in the shame of Avodah Zarah, if it's an Avodah Zarah that nobody worships sincerely, so maybe it doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah b'chlal, and mamele you do Avodah to it, shalai l'shem kabbalah l'hus, it won't be considered Avodah Zarah. The Ran Rabbeinu David has a third pshat, something in the middle. The way we're saying, the first pshat holds the Kabbalah Salihus is part of being Oved Avodah Zarah. And the second pshat holds no. It has nothing to do with being Oved Avodah Zarah. The Avod is what's being Oved Avodah Zarah, but t'nai that the Getchka is something which is a Lahus, at least to other people. The Rabbeinu David is in the middle. If what you're doing looks like Kabbalah Salihus, if you're doing a Meister which looks like Kabbalah Salihus, even though in your heart of hearts you're not being Mekabel Elihus, but what you're doing looks like Kabbalah Elihus, so then it's Avodah Zarah. Mashengen, if what you're doing it's nicker, then it's just Me'ahav of the Yira, that's the Machlokes Abaye and Rava, their Rava holds it's not Avodah Zarah. So the first Pshat holds and Tais holds you need Kabbalah Elihus to be Avodah Zarah, period. Second Pshat holds you don't need Kabbalah Elihus to be Avodah Zarah, period. This Pshat holds in the middle. You need it to look like a Kabbalah Salihus. You need it to be a Maisa which is nearer like a Kabbalah Salihus. So Meili says like this, if you go and say Eli Atta to the Avodah Zarah, even though someone pointed a gun to you and said, say Eli Atta to this Avodah Zarah, and you listen, that is Avodah Zarah. Because that looks like a Kabbalah Salihus, even though you're doing it under stress. But that's Kabbalah Salihus Mamish, that's Avodah Zarah, even if you do it may have of the year. Also, if you're Oved Avodah Zarah without any stress, there's no one forcing you. We don't see anyone forcing you, no Ahava, no Yira, no nothing. And you're Oved Avodah Zarah Stam. So that's a Maisa that looks like a Kabbalah Salihus. That's also Avodah Zarah. Machlokes Abaye and Rava is, if it's nikah from what you're doing, that you're doing it Shalai L'Shem Kabbalah Salihus, you're doing it for Ahava of the Yira. Abaye is, even though it's nikah that there's no Kabbalah Salihus, the Maisa it's Avodah Zarah. Rava says no. Anytime it's nicker that there's no Kabbalah Salihus there, you didn't say Eliyata Bechlal. And the Avodah is clearly done. Someone points a gun and says, bow. Go bow down. So you bow down. But it's nicker. You never said that it's Avodah Zarah. And you're bowing not because Kabbalah Salihus, you're bowing because you don't want to get your head blown off. Or even without an Einis Misa. You're bowing Mehava. You're bowing Meira. In such a case where it's nicker, that's where Rava holds his partner. So mainly, you don't have a kasha from Payer Atzmi L'Payer, Zarek Evel L'Makulis, even though you in your heart of hearts is Mechavan L'Bzuyeh, but it's not nicker that way, so mainly, that's why it's Avodah Zarah. And you don't have a kasha from Yarek V'Yavar, because when he holds Enechinami, if they're forcing you to go do a Maisa Avodah Enechinami, it's Mashmut, there wouldn't be a din of Yarek V'Yavar Lefi the Yad Ramah. I mean Lefi the Rebbeinu David, Lefi the Chidush Yerah, Meshen the Rebbeinu David. Because that's Mechavan L'Yirah. But it's Yarek Valyavar if they force you to say Eliyata. They force you to say that you're being Mekabal Lehus. When you're saying a Kabbalah Salihus, even though you're doing it Mehavah V'Yira, that's a Kabbalah Salihus, that becomes Avodah Zarah altogether. So those are the three Mahalchim. Tai's first Mahalach is that without Kabbalah Salihus, Mamish is no Avodah Zarah. it's still Yarek Valyavar. And Payer Asmi Lepar, you have to say, is Mechavan La'ivda Bebizui. It's Taka, that's part of the Avodah, that's part of the Kabbalah Salihus. Mechavan La'bzui means La'ivda Bebizui. According to Taisa's second Teretz, if it's a bona fide Avodah Zarah, you don't need Kabbalah Salihus Bechlal. The Avodah Alain is an Avodah Zarah. The only case of Avodah is everyone's Avodah Mechavan Yirah. And according to Beinu Dovin, you don't need an actual Kabbalah Salihus, but the Pshat is, has to look like a Kabbalah Salihus. So if you do it minastam, even though in your hearts you're not mekabel baloya, that's mamash avodah zarah. And if you mekabel lihus beferish, even if you do that mehav v'yir, that's also mamash avodah zarah. But if you do the avodah and it's nikki, you're doing a mehav v'yir, it's nikki, there's no kabbalah lihus, that's the machlokes of Bayin Rav. One more interesting nakuda on the sugi is the Rambam. The Rambam has a different taich of a hav v'yir. In Rashi we said it's a hav v'sodom and yir v'sodom. The Rambam says Ahava v'yira means Ahava means he's chashak b'tzur zub ne malachta shaysenoa b'yaser, and yira means he's of the miyrosi la Hashem material loy kameishim medamun of der shemitivu meiria. So the Rambam holds that Ahava to the avodah zarah and a yira of the avodah zarah, that's also called Ahava v'yira. That's not called kabbalah salihus. In that case, he says mkibul v'lachayv skila, and if not, departur. So he's learning Ahava v'yira doesn't mean Ahava sodom and yira sodom. It means a hav of avodah zarah. You love the avodah zarah, you think it's beautiful, you think it's spiritual, you want to be over the avodah zarah because it's such a wonderful thing, but it's not a god. You're not accepting it as a divine god. Or you're scared of the avodah zarah, you think if you're not going to be over the avodah zarah, it's going to cause you problems. If you're over it, it'll cause you success, but it's not a god. You're not accepting it as a god. That's how the Rambam teaches a hav of the yira. So the Rantain is, if someone loves the worship of the avodah zarah, or someone believes that the getchka could help him or hurt him, there's no such thing. He's not mekabel lihus. That's kabbalah salihus. That's mamash avodah zarah. So the avodah zarah don't believe that their God is a supreme being. Let them know that there's an Eibishta. They call him el-kod, el-haya. He's the God of the gods. And they believe he doesn't mix in so much of this world. He gives it over to the sarim. So the avodah sarim. But Zakhtaram, that's mamash avodah zarah. Ahav v'yir is dafka havas odom, yir is odom. You couldn't care less about avodah zarah. You're doing it because you want to make somebody feel better. You're doing it for your wife. You're doing it for your relative. Or you're afraid of somebody. You're doing it for your boss. You're doing it because the government wants you to do it. That's ahav v'yir. But if you have an ahava to the avodah zarah and you want to be avid it, because you think that the avodah is not b'yosel like the Rambam says. Well, if you have a yira from the avodah zarah and you want to be over it because you think it's metiva meria kederach shayivdom la, so that's avodah zarah. That is avodah zarah mamish. So it is a very interesting machlokes yishayim, machlokes the Rambam and the Chiddushei Aran. In the Rambam, we have to fatifzach a little bit. What exactly is kabbalah saleha? How does he answer the Ran's taina? How does he understand Kabbalah Saleha? What does it mean accepting it as a god? And what does it mean it's not a god, but it still is a kayach to Mimetiv and Meiria, which Daddy holds is not considered Mamash Avodah Zarah? Of course, it's Aser anyway. The only Shail is a guy Bechiv Misa. But Al Kapanin, he's saying that's not really Avodah Zarah. Maybe it'll be an Afkamina. Legabit Akruvis Avodah Zarah Vechuli. There might be an Afkamina. If you have a cat which doesn't accept the Avodah Zarah as a god, they're just aiming it because they hold as the Metiva Meria. Lefi the Rambam, could be that won't be called the Kruvus of Avodah Zarah. Lefi the Ran, Avada wouldn't be called the Kruvus of Avodah Zarah. So it might have an Afkeminu Lalacha. But Avada, it's taught to be a Rach of what exactly this philosophy is and how to fatayt it exactly. What does it mean accepting as a God? And what does it mean it's just Metiva Meria but it's not a God? And you have to know there's an Afkeminu Lagabit Ruvus Alkapanim, Interessanta Machalikas Rambam and Chidushe Aran.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.